opening hymn, hymn number 328, hymn number 328.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated. I do not know what happened to my voice then. It feels like I'm back being a teenager. Welcome to St. Peter's this morning. We are streaming again, so if you're watching us at home with a cup of tea in your hand, welcome too. Lovely to see you all here. Just a few announcements. Thank you for those who work so hard to make yesterday happen. It was so wonderful. It was a really nice day. I spent up anyway. And I think many other people might have done as well, because we collected over £1,300, which was really good. Thank you. Give yourselves a big clap. Really good. £1,320.65, according to this. And it never goes down. It only ever go up a bit. So, yes, well done. That was really good. Thank you for all that helped. Today is our patronal festival, because it's Peter and Paul, this season. And we are St. Peter's, and so today we're celebrating our patronal. So that's what the theme of this morning's service is. But also this afternoon at 5 o'clock, we have our Songs of Praise Patronal Festival. If you remember all those hymns that you picked a while back, I've never seen so many diverse hymns out of so many people. And they were all beautiful and lovely hymns. We can't sing them all, because it was about goodness knows how many. I think there were about 40 or 50 hymns at least. We picked the most popular, and we'll put them in some sort of order, with number one at the last song we'll sing. I won't reveal what number one is quite yet, but it won't be just singing. There'll be some explanations about the hymns. There'll be some videos to watch. There'll be some all sorts of stuff to do. So Well, that's tonight at 5 o'clock. I think there's also a birthday cake afterwards, a St. Peter's cake. Is that right, Sandra? Have we got that? Yeah, excellent. There's a cake to have. So come along for five and enjoy the singing of hymns. Brilliant. A few things happening this week. Tomorrow here in the morning, there's a wedding. Yes. Now, a few people are now panicking. but it's... don't worry about it. It's not a legal one. I'm doing an illegal wedding here tomorrow, so don't worry about that. It's the school are coming round, and we're going to have a really good time teaching the children. And we're going to have a couple of little kiddies getting married and a best man and everything. And I think they're having a reception in the afternoon as well, aren't you? So that'd be really fun to do. I love doing stuff with Zetland and any schools, really. But Zetland being our next-door neighbours, it's really good. So think of us tomorrow morning. It'll be really good fun. So that's tomorrow. On Tuesday, there's a Mothers' Union Let's Celebrate Summer. And I think there's PIMS and strawberries. Tickets are £5 to raise money from Anne. So if you want to come on Tuesday at 2 p.m, please see Anne for the Mothers' Union Let's Celebrate Summer. Red Car Community Choir are going to be here on the Friday the 14th. Also, if you want to see Anne, there's the 100 Club. If you've not subscribed or signed up this year and you want to take part this year, then come and see Anne too for the 100 Club. And I think that's... Oh, apart from next Sunday, of course. Next Sunday is a busy day. Next Sunday we start off at 9 o'clock with breakfast church. And sometimes we get, hopefully we get baptism couples in. So we get people in next week. And also we have some toast or cereal or fruit or whatever, coffee, and have breakfast together. And that's followed by the Sea Sunday service. Sea Sunday is next Sunday. So we're having that. And then straight after that, at 11:15, there'll be a baptism. That's my little Evelyn I'm baptising here. And then at 12 o'clock, there's another baptism. So it's all a bit rushed next week. But you can take a bit of a breather afterwards. So, yeah, Sea Sunday next week. If you know any sea dogs, bring them along next week. And I think that's all the announcements I need to make.
We continue in prayer at section 2 on page 1. So we say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us today confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. We say together, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life. To the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
We now stand, if we are able, to join our voices in singing the words of the Gloria, on page 4, section 4b.
fourth Sunday of Trinity. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not our hold on eternal things. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated for our first Bible reading.
Which one is it, kid? Reading from Psalm 89. My song shall be always of the loving kindness of the Lord. With my mouth and will I proclaim your faithfulness throughout all generations. I will declare that your love is established forever. You have set your faithfulness as firm as the heavens. For you said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David, my servant. Your seed will I establish forever and build up your throne for all generations. Happy are the people who know the shout of triumph. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all the day long and are exalted in your righteousness. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favour you lift up our heads. Truly the Lord is our shield. The Holy One of Israel is our King. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We now turn to our blue hymn books to sing number 401, Jesus Stand Among Us, hymn number 401.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
May I speak in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I'm on quite a few red car pages on Facebook, and it's interesting to see some of the stuff that gets put on there, and it's quite funny sometimes. The one I really like is old photos of Redcar, because of course I'm an off Cumden. I don't know Redcar way back. I can stay here and tell you all about Bradford in the old days, and have done about trolley buses and stuff like that. But I don't know very much about Redcar in the old days. And so, when I see these old photos of Redcar, like the Helter Skelter, where the on the beach thing, where the beacon is now, and stuff like that, I think, wow, didn't it look different? Some of it looks the same, but some of it looks different. Put your hand up if you're a Redcar person, if you've been here all your life. Oh, about not half of you even. All right. Well, what do you remember? Those who've been here a long time, what sort of things do you remember? Anyone, just chuck them out at me. What sort of, yes? Three cinemas. Wow, three cinemas. Or flea pits, as they used to call them when you were a young girl, eh? No? Flea pits, cinemas, anything else that you remember? Trampolines down the front. Brilliant. The new Pavilion Theatre. A train on the beach. Wow, yes. The fun fair. The what? Jazz bands on the stray. Wow. What on the beach? A tea hut on the beach. Wow. Three dance halls. A pier. This is where he did shut that door, wasn't it? When oh, shut that door, because the draught used to come in from the sea, yeah? Sorry, Anita. Deck chairs. You'll remember old workhouse, won't you? That old Austin cart coming down the road empty in privies. Oh, is that all? Yeah. So about a quarter of your life then. So. Oh. Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it? I mean, and you can maybe remember some. There was a very famous cafe in Bradford called Collinson's Cafe. Everyone used to go to Collinson's Cafe, and or everyone used to go to the Kirgit Market and meet under the clock. Or you know, there were always. I think you got the clock here. I bet that was a meeting place. But oh, I'll see you under the clock. Did you ever do that? Yeah. It seems that most places have meeting places, and buildings hold a lot of memories. It's so sad, isn't it, that we look across there and the old bus station's in ruin and there's other shops that are empty, and it sort of it makes you sort of yearn for times past sometimes, doesn't it, when things were more lively and active and open. I think things just go through a different cycle. But memories are stored in buildings. They hold memories. I wonder what this building has as a memory for you as well. Just the other day, on the 28th of June, 200 years ago, the first stone, according to a little plaque in that display cabinet, the first stone of this place was laid. I think the actual services started. It was opened in 29, I think. 20, was it? Anyway, it was opened a bit later on, but the first stone was there. It must have taken a few years to build. And a lot of you will have been coming here all your life. Who remembers coming here all your life? There's a couple. We're whittling them down now. Yeah. Anne helped to carry the mortar in late first stone, didn't you, Anne? And there might be lots of questions that you have about this place. Why is there a little room on the balcony? I didn't know this till yesterday. Nick told me that, I think Francis told Nick, there's a little room on the balcony because some previous vicar had a full-time parish assistant. Oh, I'd love a full-time parish assistant. And to do all my work. This all wasn't here then, so what did he do? He didn't want her in vicarage, so stuck her in a little box up on there. They forgot about her 1 year. Got her out 2 years later, her fingernails were long and her hair were right down here. So that was, and there's like the ship's bell. The one thing that the kids always ask when they come in from school is, where did that bell come from? And I don't know, I've just been told it's a ship's bell and we ring it when there's a fire. But the kids all like ringing it anyway. And who painted this magnificent reredos, and when did this come, and how long has this been here? No idea. But it's nice, isn't it? It's got a little mouse on it. Did you know that? But primarily, churches aren't about buildings. They're about people. And here we have memories of people. We have plaques, and next week we'll be thinking about Sea Sunday, and we have plaques about heroes that lost their lives in the sea. But it's more than that. It's about maybe when you thought, oh, there was Hilda or Edna or whatever used to sit in this pew, or Mum and Dad used to sit in that pew, or so-and-so used to sit in that pew over there. We have these memories, don't we, of what has happened in this church over our lifetimes, and then going back even further in 200 years of generations. The church is flesh and blood, not bricks and mortar. The church is a gathering of people that worship God and follow Jesus and bless one another. Today's very short gospel reading is an important principle regarding God's people. And that principle is welcome. The disciples were told, to put this chapter in context, Matthew chapter 10, Jesus sends out the 12 to go around and preach in the local towns. And Jesus says to his disciples, take nothing with you, rely on the provision of strangers. Some will welcome you and some won't. And if they do, stay there and work for God for a bit. And if they don't, shake the dust from your feet and move on. In other words, don't waste your time when there is no welcome. Now, that pattern has changed slightly. We're now not going out, but we're sort of established here. And established here for the last 200 years at St. Peter's. So it's now down to us. The principle of welcome still applies, and it's down to us to welcome others. It goes the other way as well, of course. If we do a mission, or if we want to get involved in things in the town, and we are not made welcome, we don't waste our time with it. We seek the seekers. So that's still a very important principle. But also, it's a bit of a warning to us, this welcome. We need to be welcoming as a church to whoever walks through those doors, to offer that cup of water to those in need, to feed the hungry, to give comfort to the downcast, joy to the sad, rest to the weary, encouragement to the discouraged. comfort to those who are bereaved. These are beautiful flowers. Thank you if you made these flowers. And they're here today to remember. So when I was dear to us, Robert, Cass's husband, and Kath has supplied these flowers today. And it's a wonderful memory of those people gone past. So I want to encourage you and thank you, because you also encourage me. There's hardly a week goes by when I do witness. Is that the right tense? Anyway, there's hardly a week goes by when I don't witness somebody encouraging somebody else. Somebody sitting with someone and caring for someone, whether that someone's on a Thursday morning at food bank or pram service, or on a Sunday after the service here, or on a Wednesday. It's crucial that we pray for one another and watch out for one another to show that welcome to strangers that come in the door, but also the welcome to one another. Because none of us know how another person is feeling when they walk in to church on a Sunday morning. I love that we watch out for one another. Is so-and-so all right? I haven't seen her for a few weeks. I'll ring her up, or I'll go see her, or I'll... Can you tell her we're thinking about her? It's brilliant. You're brilliant. In fact, you're so brilliant, turn to the person nearest to you and tell them you're brilliant. Tell each other you're brilliant. Smile at one another. If you want, give the neighbour a hug. No kissing, you two. Oh. At the end of this chapter, Jesus tells his disciples that these are the things that are valuable in heaven. Something as simple as giving a cold cup of water to somebody in need is the things that are valued in heaven. Something that simple. These are the things that are rewarded. So as we celebrate this patronal festival today, we give thanks that we are St. Peter's of Redcar. Yes. Never mind whatchamacallit of Harrogate. We're St. Peter's of Redcar. Tailors of Harrogate, that's the one, isn't it? We're better than Tailors of Harrogate. We're St. Peter's of Redcar. For the great Christians that have populated these pews for 200 years. For our friends who've been here and left us wherever they've gone. And for the welcome that makes St. Peter's what it is. I know my experience in the last 18 months, can you believe it? I've been here 18 months. Only feels like 6 months to me. It probably feels about 10 years to you, doesn't it? But I've only been here 18 months and I've received so much welcome from the very day I walked into these doors. I'm going to finish by reading that psalm again that George read us so well, because it's an absolutely lovely psalm that sums up who we are and what we should be as a church. My songs will always be of loving kindness of the Lord. With my mouth I will proclaim your fullness throughout all generations. I've been doing this for 200 years. I will declare that your love is established forever. You have set your faithfulness as firm as the heavens. For you said, I have made my covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn an oath to David my servant. Your seed will I establish forever and build up your throne for all generations. We often hear about how the church is in decline. God is not in decline. Happy are the people who know the shout of triumph. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all the day long, and they're exalted in your righteousness. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favour you lift up our heads. Truly, the Lord is our shield. The Holy One of Israel is our King. Happy birthday, St. Peter's. Amen.
We now stand to declare what we believe in the words of the Creed at section 8 on page 6. We say together, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please sit or kneel for our prayers of intercession. Let us pray to our loving Father, who hears us today and walks with us in this day and always. Lord, we thank you for freeing us from the bondage of sin and temptation, and for calling us to become your sons and daughters. We thank you for adopting us as your precious children through the love and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Help us, Lord, to work for the freedom and health of all who are captive to others and themselves, bringing to them your good news of the God who suffered, died, and rose again for each individual on our earth. Guide us, Lord, in bringing your heavenly kingdom into the lives of all we share our life journey with. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Father, for our universal church and for all its members and for every role they play to keep your family strong and connected in your love. Grant your courage to those uncertain of your calling on their life, taking a risk to find their purpose in you. We ask here at St. Peter's that each one of us may reveal the trueness of your love through our care for and acceptance of others. Please help us, Lord, to carry your love and acceptance into our daily lives at home and in the world around us. We pray that you guide and support those who work among the poor and the oppressed in our community, so through your presence within them, we all may come to be your children, putting others before ourselves and leaning on you, the eternal rock on which we stand. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Guide our leaders locally and globally to live a Christian life, seeking first and foremost in all they do the wellness of the people they serve. We pray for those who work to bring peace between factions, remembering the righteous work they are doing, being called your children through establishing the gift of peace among foes. We ask, Lord, that you may help them to bring about peace and unity throughout our whole world, so all may live a happy and peaceful life under your care. We hold a moment to think of the children and families who suffer in war-torn, troubled countries, uncertain of tomorrow. Strengthen, bless, and rescue those who need you this day, Father. Be there for them, we ask. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we remember before you all prisoners of conscience, all who are in prison through injustice and tyranny. In their moments of need and comfort, we pray that you will be there with them. We pray for those who seek the well-being and rights of others, especially in places of hostility and restrictions. Protect them, Lord, from whatever they may face in the name of human kindness and welfare. Thinking of those who are world-weary, the heavenly burdened, the worn out and the broken, we ask they may all know in their hearts the inescapable truth of your love. Today we remember those who need our love and prayers here at church and at home. We pray especially for Anne Sharp, Frieda Rogan and David Cartwright. May we, with them, always know your abiding presence. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
As God's family here at St. Peter's in Redcar, let us bless one another with the word of the peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let's share the peace.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. We remain standing to sing hymn number 91, Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You, hymn number 91.
Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, and the splendor, and the majesty, for everything in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, we give you thanks and praise. Through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh. As your Son, born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. And so he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We sit or kneel as we continue to pray. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way after supper he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them saying, Drink this all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glory ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate the memorial of our redemption as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Saint Peter and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. And as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. I am unworthy to receive you. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ shed for you. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for you. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal. Eternal God, comfort of the afflicted and healer of the broken, you have fed us at the table of life and hope. Teach us the ways of gentleness and peace, that all the world may acknowledge the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And together we pray, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The God of grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Sing our final hymn number 798. We have a gospel to proclaim, hymn number 798.